S&OP key inputs and outputs. As shown in Exhibit 2-8, S&OP, using monthly intervals, directly aligns production to the strategic and business planning and coordinates the various planning efforts within the organization, including marketing planning, resource planning, financial planning, and demand management. Here we address demand management, the sales plan, and the production plan in more detail. Exhibit 2-8, Sales and Operations Inputs and Outputs. Demand management. Demand management, as shown in the exhibit, includes demand planning. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines demand planning as the process of combining statistical forecasting techniques and judgment to construct demand estimates for products or services, both high and low volume, lumpy and continuous, across the supply chain from the supplier's raw materials to the consumer's needs. Items can be aggregated by product family, geographical location, product life cycle, etc. to estimate consumer demand for finished products, service parts, and services. Numerous forecasting models are tested and combined with judgment and intelligence from marketing, sales, distributors, warehousing, service parts, and other functions to minimize forecast error. C. Demand management. Demand planning is basically forecasting and forecast tracking. The information received in the first step of the sales and operations planning process is reviewed by sales and marketing personnel in order to generate a new forecast for a given period of time. It may be necessary to adjust statistical forecasts and provide an update to senior marketing and sales personnel. Demand management is the recognition of all demand. In addition to forecasts, a major source of demand is actual orders from internal or external customers. Internal customers could be other plants or subsidiaries or own distribution centers. External customer orders include those from distribution centers, wholesalers, retailers, and customers. Organizations that use consignment hold inventories at customer locations, so demand planning will recognize this too. Once a new forecast is generated, it will be used along with actual sales, production, and inventory data to create the new sales plan. Sales plan. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the sales plan as a time-phase statement of expected customer orders anticipated to be received, incoming sales, not outgoing shipments, for each major product family or item. It represents sales and marketing management's commitment to take all reasonable steps necessary to achieve this level of actual customer orders. A sales plan is a necessary input to the production planning process, or sales and operations planning. S&OP process. It is expressed in units identical to those used for the production plan, as well as in sales dollars. C. Aggregate planning, production plan, production planning, sales and operations planning, S&OP. A preliminary sales plan is an input to the S&OP process, and it is also an output in that it is the finalized plan that the consensus building process of S&OP ensures is in agreement with the production plan. The sales plan and forecast is a prediction of what will happen in the future. The data accuracy, quality, and timeliness of the distribution of sales forecasting reports are critical for cross-functional collaboration. The sales plan and derived forecasts are important to all areas of the business, including areas like human resources, which must plan worker levels, and finance, which may need to plan for capital spending associated with increasing production capacity. Better collaborative decisions that work to achieve organizational goals and objectives can be made if each area trusts the forecast more. Updating the sales forecasting reports involves updating files with data from the period that most recently ended. Data included in this update may include actual sales and any other applicable information. The updated information is then used to develop sales analysis reports and change sales forecasts. Once a new sales plan has been approved, it will be applied to the last effective production plan to identify areas that must be changed due to unacceptable performance, S&OP production plan, and need for one number system. The S&OP production plan is the plan production on a monthly and cumulative basis for which management is to be held accountable. The sales plan is an input that shows what the organization intends to sell, and this plus the inventory plan / backlog plan help determine what needs to be produced to enable those sales. The most important outcome of the sales and operations planning, S&OP, process is that the organization's aggregate inventory and their backlog and production process will be synchronized with planned aggregate demand as expressed in the sales plan. That is, the output of the S&OP process must be one set of numbers to drive the business, It is this constrained demand amount that is used to guide the sales plan for what to market and sell or prioritize, and that will be produced under the S&OP production plan. The S&OP process forces management to consider whether their current production plan choices are still efficient and effective, revisiting decisions to increase or decrease the backlog or to fine-tune the production rate can improve production planning. Similarly, S&OP improves inventory planning for MTS environments and backlog for MTO environments by reviewing and adjusting aggregate inventory levels or backlog levels toward a targeted level at least monthly. The S&OP production plan will likely differ from the sales plan in total volume in its first iterations, but the S&OP process should synchronize these plans. Starting with the prior S&OP production plan, negotiations with the demand side and other stakeholders will result in updates to the previous S&OP production plan. This becomes the new S&OP production plan.